Nolte, Chuck Todd blames Biden border disaster on Republicans. By John Nolte on March 17, 2021. Chuck Todd, the far-left moderator of Meet the Press, is desperately looking to prove his fealty to his fraudulency Joe Biden by making a total fool of himself. As we all know, prior to Biden being sworn in as president, the crises at our southern border were mostly solved. Among other things, between the wall, a firm message of don't come here illegally, a focus on deportations, and the notably brilliant Remain in Mexico policy, former President Donald Trump, without any help from Democrats, pretty much put an end to the ongoing southern border crises. Then Joe Biden was sworn in and it all went to hell, and why wouldn't it? In a cynical effort to change the demographics in Texas and Arizona, in a brazen effort to invite more Democrats into the country and offer up cheap, exploitable labor for his corporate cronies, Biden told every illegal alien, sex trafficker, and drug smuggler that the American border was now wide open. Come on in. We've stopped deporting. Claim asylum and you'll be released into the American interior to do what you want until we overturn the filibuster and grant you citizenship and the right to vote. Joe Biden and Joe Biden alone is why there is a disaster on the border right now. And this fact is not in dispute by anyone who takes pride in their intellectual honesty. This means Biden desperately needs gaslighting, left-wing, extremist liars to deflect on his behalf. Well, lucky for Biden he has Chuck Todd, a broadcaster who is not at all interested in informing his viewers, but very interested in misleading them as a means to signal to the Biden White House that he will always be here to grab his ankles on their behalf. Read the following and tell me I'm wrong, emphasis added by newsbusters. Wanting to dive into politics of this current moment, Todd wailed, Republicans try to keep focus on a border emergency. In some ways they've sabotaged our immigration policy and this is why we're here. Despite Biden actually being in the White House, Todd singled out a top Trump aide for blame instead. Look, this is an impossible situation in some ways. Because in many ways, the asylum process was essentially destroyed by Stephen Miller. They sort of blew it up, and so it is an extra mess. Todd lamented that it's hard to look at Republicans in Congress and see that they're willing to, that they want to solve this problem. After briefly acknowledging that he has watched both parties at times duck a potential compromise because they think the politics will help them, Todd targeted the GOP once again. This is what it looks like now with Republicans, that they're almost rooting for a problem so they can walk away from it. Republicans are not walking away from the problem. Until Biden's election, Republicans had pretty much solved this problem, and had Trump won a second term, it would have been solved entirely. But, you see, Todd's idea of solving the illegal immigration problem is not stopping illegal immigration. His idea of solving the illegal immigration problem is legalizing illegal immigration so Democrats win the state of Texas and capture the presidency forever after, and then we're all paying for abortions and men are in our daughters' locker rooms and Dr. Seuss is made an enemy of the state and the Christian church is forced to perform same-sex marriages and homeschooling is outlawed and septic tanks are outlawed and we're all forced to move into urban apartments the size of a cracker box to cheer the nightly riots staged by Black Lives Matter. Oh. And Todd's ludicrous comments about the border comes just a few days after he warned, without any evidence, that climate change, which is a hoax, would cause more pandemics like the China flu. The media are so broken.